This is Here and Now, and some classical music fans have been marking the 275th anniversary this year of the birth of the Italian cellist and composer Luigi Boccherini. Maybe not a household name, but some think it should be, and that's where we turn for this week's DJ session, a Boccherini edition. Vic DiGeronimo is host of Classic Mornings on WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Vic, welcome back.
Jeremy, it's great to be back. Thank you.
And you wanted us to start with the minuet from the string quintet in E major. This is played by the Smithsonian Chamber Players. Very familiar tune there. This was actually made famous by the 1955 movie The Lady Killers, about a group of thieves that rents an apartment from a widow in London, and that they say they're a string quartet that just want to use the room to practice. This is a song that they play. I've heard this in a lot of movies since then. Tell us about it.
If anybody has ever said they haven't heard anything of Luigi Boccherini, right, they have indeed. They've heard right, this piece. And in our time, it became famous in the 1950s in that film. But I understand that in the late 19th century, that there were arrangements that were made. This piece went viral in its time, you could say. There were arrangements for mandolins, for piano, for saxophone, for a cappella choir with a Latin text added. So this piece has been popular well before 1955. The fun thing about The Lady Killers and the use in the film, this is a work that's written for a string quartet, two violins, viola, cello, with an additional cello. Now, there's a joke about the film. It's either an error in the film or it's an additional joke in that these crooks pose as a string quintet with an additional viola. And not with a cello. So somebody should have been onto this early on that these guys are walking around without a second cellist.
You know, the other film that it's in, one of my favorites, is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. This is what they play when they go into the fancy restaurant in Chicago and try to get in where they're not supposed to be. But it's been in a lot. I want to listen actually to another version of the same piece. This is the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra with Bobby McFerrin conducting and on vocals. You know, when I said Bobby McFerrin on vocals, I was waiting to find out what that meant exactly, but there you have it. He's not singing necessarily, but he is humming along to the tune.
Bobby McFerrin is being Bobby McFerrin,
right, exactly.
And I think it's a fascinating arrangement of it for our time. If you like this piece, you should know that Luigi Boccherini wrote over 100 string quintets. This is one simple minuet from one quintet, so there's a lot more there to explore. He was writing these for the younger brother of the Spanish king, Dom Luis, and while he was doing it, he was writing string quartets for royalty and playing the additional cello himself. So he was doing this so that he could play along with them. And then he would also write string quintets for the Prussian king, who was a cellist. So he had a lot of opportunities to write string quintets and string quartets in addition to other chamber music.
What do we know about what influenced Boccherini? Who influenced him?
Well, he was a cellist. early on, he learned the cello. He also learned singing. His father was a double bass player. He and his father were playing in orchestras, and he realized that he couldn't make a living just by being a cello virtuoso, that he had to compose music. So he began to compose music, and he ends up getting very wealthy patrons who demand a certain kind of music, and that seemed to influence his writing chamber music rather than, say, operas at the time.
Well, let's get to another from Boccherini, and this is the Cello Concerto in G Major, performed by the Canadian Tafel Musique Orchestra and Honor Bilsma on the cello. This is conducted by Jean Limon. There with the cello.
Jeremy, you're a cellist, right?
Exactly. I was, until age 14 or something.
you have to admire this. It's melodic playing, and in the concertos, there's a lot of virtuosic writing as well. And I think those two things sort of define Boccherini in many ways. So he was a virtuoso and wrote parts for a cellist in his concertos. And he's also known for having been gifted in writing melodies. And I kind of wonder if he would have ever written more than the couple of operas that he wrote late in his life, whether he would have been a great opera composer. But here we get both sides of him in the cello concertos.
Okay, now to one of his symphonies. This is the Symphony No. 3 in G Major, played by the London Mozart Players. So one of the things that I hear there is that this was obviously recorded in a big hall, which I love that you can tell that by listening there. But what do you hear that tells you something is a Boccherini piece?
You can hear, again, this gift for melody. And he's writing this in a symphony. Haydn was writing symphonies at the time. It's been suggested that Boccherini was so detail-oriented that maybe he didn't have an ear for the architecture of a full symphony. It's funny. There's a contemporary of Boccherini, violinist composer Jean-Baptiste Cartier, and he has a famous line that if the Almighty wished to speak through music, it would be that of Haydn. If the Almighty wished to listen to music, it would be that of Boccherini. Hmm. And Boccherini had that gift for melody and had the gift for the detail. And you can hear that just in this portion of the Symphony No. 3 by Boccherini.
Why do you think, then, that he is not as well known as Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, and others?
It could be that most of his music is chamber music. And I would say that the appeal of chamber music is not as great as, say, the appeal for orchestral music. And that's not that he didn't write orchestral music. And I think it's becoming a little bit better known. But I think compared to those other composers, there isn't as much of it. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's not as popular in our time.
That's Vic DiGeronimo, who is host of Classic Mornings on WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Very interesting to learn about Boccherini there and hear some of his music. Vic, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.